This is Kelly Lyle with the Fort Collins, Colorado, and your CSU Insider on The Whole Show on 1310 KFKA.
Yes. Yes, that's exactly the music you play when you have this man on, this legendary Colorado State Ram, former running back for the CSU Rams, my good friend Kyle Bell. And we always need more Kyle Bell, not just Cowbell, but Kyle Bell. My friend, how in the world are you? It's been a little while.
I'm doing great, man. Yeah, thanks. It has been a while. Thanks for having me back on, catching up a little bit. And, you know, I'll never get tired of hearing that song, that's for sure.
Well, see, wouldn't it have been amazing if a dealership comes to you and we got, like, Kyle Bell themed cowbells in the stadium, and they got their logo slapped on it, and it's an endorsement deal for you, and everybody's happy, man. You're happy, you get a few extra bucks to throw around, and the business is happy. Everybody's pumped, and we're having a good time.
You know, I would not have turned that down, I'll tell you that much.
Now, this is interesting because, Kyle, you do have that other side of it, and people are still kind of confused with this. Of course, Supreme Court basically shutting down the NCAA's restrictions and regulations to allow players like yourself at that time, to be able to make some money off of their likeness. That's essentially what it comes down to, and there's still people out there that are like thinking the NCAA's paying them, and that's just not the case. It would allow you individually to do your own thing as long as you're keeping your grades up, as long as you're still a good enough player to make the team.
Right, and I think, you know, I think it's something that's probably long overdue. I mean, I think when you get to that point of, okay, how do you, you know, if it's the NCAA, if it's the school compensating student athletes, you know, you kind of throw the whole legitimacy of the amateur status and think, you know, it's a long road to go down as far as if it's, you know, the NCAA compensating student athletes. I think from a standpoint of each individual athlete, you know, just being able to monetize and profit off of who they are, you know, their image, their likeness, their own brand, so to speak, outside the confines of what they're doing, you know, as an athlete. But you're kind of getting to that point now, you know, talking about these student athletes as individuals, you know, the ability to be able to do that. And I do see the other side of the coin as far as, you know, is that something that's fair? You know, a starting quarterback at Alabama is probably going to have more demand and will be more highly compensated for his likeness than a running back at San Diego State. Or, you know, I mean, I think you're getting what I'm saying.
Sure.
You kind of talk about the demand or what the value is, you know, so it kind of brings up a whole other list of potential issues. And then I think there's a whole conversation about fairness and how you go about doing that. Certainly, again, you know, the starting point guard for the men's basketball team is going to have more demand for than a female on the women's golf team. So I get that side of it, but at least to be able to kind of start breaking down some of these barriers as far as at least allowing, you know, student athletes to have the ability to do that, I think is a very positive step in the right direction for them.
Now, Kyle, we've had a couple of texters throughout the day say things like, oh, great, now you're going to have businesses involved in the recruiting process. And I'm still kind of reading through all the legalities of everything. But to your understanding, or at least what we know so far, is it going to be something where they have to commit to the school first or a school first and then businesses can come? Or can I start pursuing you? I'm curious, is that, if you know that side of it yet, but can I start pursuing a kid as soon as they graduate or even while they're in high school?
You know, in all honesty, Brady, I guess I'm not as familiar with, which is kind of what, you know, how it's structured at this point.
Sure.
Right? With what all that entails. Because, yeah, you're talking about, okay, what if, you know, you got a multi-million or billion-dollar company that has money to throw around and say, you know, we want to, you know, slap our name on this kid and have him kind of be a face for us and promote him and do things with him. Whereas you got a small mom and shop, you know, small mom and pop shop in Fort Collins who doesn't have that ability to do that, right? So, you know, again, man, it's just that's I think one of the reasons why it's taken so long for us to kind of start going down this road. Is there's just so many factors and so many variables involved with, okay, how does the NCAA actually oversee this? You know, how do they, I guess, quote-unquote, regulate it from a standpoint that still creates fairness across the board for everybody? And I'll tell you this, I'm certainly glad that I wouldn't want to be the person in charge of having to figure all that out. because, I think there's, this is just the beginning. I think there are going to be a lot more conversations that are had as this unfolds and what all it does entail. But I think more specifically to your question, yeah, I think it should be a matter of, don't do anything until, someone is there at the school, is enrolled, is a member of their sports team. But at the same time, you're going to have a lot more opportunity going to play at USC in Los Angeles and get probably better deals there than, going to a small, small town like Fort Collins or anything kind of along those lines. So who knows how it's going to unfold.
You're right. And trust me, there's so many different things. There's avenues we have to still sort through. But I think about yourself, again, we're talking to Kyle Bell, former Colorado State running back. You're a local guy. You went to Weld Central, hometown Kingsburg, of course. And I look at those towns, like, let's face it, not a lot of those businesses, and maybe there's some, but not a lot of those businesses are going to be able to afford to put their logo up at Canvas Stadium or whatever it is Colorado State's doing. But they can purchase 300 cowbells and put Kyle Bell's name on there and slap their logo. And they're with you now. And whatever you might do, maybe you do a signing. Maybe you put together some kind of deal in Kingsburg. And I look at that and I go, wow, suddenly these guys can give back instantly rather than, okay, maybe they make it to the NFL. Chances are maybe they don't, but they can start giving back now, which draws some attention to some of these smaller communities.
Yeah, well, absolutely. I mean, it's kind of like you said, a twofold approach from that. You get the benefit of a student athlete, being able to make some money, in addition to what they're getting from a scholarship standpoint, which is a very good thing. And then, yeah, like you said, the communities, the towns in which these schools are in, and being able to get them involved in a way that they might not have been able to do before. I remember back to 2005-ish, there was a group of guys who got together and made some more Kyle Bell t-shirts. I remember that. My dad got one. I thought it was the coolest thing in the world that, these guys were putting my name on a t-shirt. And I do remember the school kind of stepping in and saying, hey, it's probably not a good idea. We don't want you to do that because of that very reason. I wasn't involved in putting those together. I wasn't certainly making any money from that. But I think, the school kind of jumped out ahead of that just so there wouldn't be any potential issues. So, if someone came to me and said, we want to make some t-shirts and we'll give you a couple bucks for every t-shirt that we sell, I think that's something that, you can kind of start looking at. And then too, I think the whole thing being, for some of these big schools and some of these big time college athletes, more often than not, they're probably going to get a shot in the NFL, right? They're going to have their opportunity to make that kind of money. Not everybody will, certainly. It's not a guarantee, but there's still those opportunities for those guys to make the big money. And what they're doing as far as how they can potentially, compensate these athletes for using their name and their image, it doesn't have to be big money, right? It doesn't have to be big money. I think for a lot of student athletes, I mean, just a little bit of money would go a long way for some of them. And so, again, the issue is do you set limits? Do you set restrictions on what they can make? And how does that work? So, but back to your point, I think it's a great opportunity for people, not just from a student athlete standpoint.
Well, and I look at it too when you think, we're getting texters too. They're like, well, they're getting the scholarships, they're already getting the room and board and all this other stuff. And again, I look at that and I say, well, it's not the NCAA that's adding on to that. This is because what's different, Kyle? You go to school, you get a scholarship to play football. Well, what if Billy Bob gets a scholarship to be a doctor? I don't know if anybody named Billy Bob is a doctor, but they could do a TikTok video and get millions of followers, and suddenly Sprite wants to put their logo in that video. But because you're not playing football or basketball for the NCAA, for CSU, you can make that money. So I look at it and say, if other scholarship students are allowed to make money, if they have the time, if they can find it, then why are we locking up guys like yourself, for athletes, and basically just say, hey, you guys can't do anything without us approving it?
Yeah, and don't get me wrong. I mean, I first and foremost, I feel very you know, grateful for the opportunity that I was able to get my education paid for. I know a lot of people aren't in that boat. You know, a lot of people have to, you know, kids have to take on debt. You know, people that are still paying off student loans and having to repay for their education over, you know, over decades. And so from that, you know, from that standpoint, you know, I'm very grateful for that. You know, that I was able to do that. I, you know, had my degree paid for. I was able to, you know, the scholarship paid for my room and board. So after the dorms, you know, I was still able to live in a house. The rent was paid for. And, you know, you go to summer school, you get a little bit of money to cover your rent for summer school. So really, you know, from it was zero expenses for, you know, for that 4.5 years for me. And like I said, that to me was huge in the value of that. And so, you know, yeah, they are compensated from that standpoint. But like, you know, kind of the point we're making here is it's not the NCAA coming in and saying, okay, above that, or even schools, you know, individual schools saying, okay, above that, we're going to pay you for the service, you know, you essentially provide in being an athlete. You know, I guess I don't even know if you can consider it a service, you know, in the college world, you know, from that standpoint. I think, you know, when you look at professional athletes, it, you know, they provide a service. They provide their, you know, their talents and their time and their, obviously, their bodies, their, you know, what they do as far as being an athlete to generate the ticket sales, to generate the jersey sales, the merchandise for their respective organizations and for, you know, the NFL, the NBA, and things like that. And on the college level, obviously, it's a lot different, right? It's they're there, they're getting their education paid for because they happen to play sports. But now we're kind of stepping outside of that and saying, okay, you know, we're essentially giving them an opportunity to make money off of them as an individual, not necessarily an athlete.
We're talking to Kyle Bell, former Colorado State Rams running back. And, you know, I guess when you look at this, I think of players like yourself. I mean, you were plagued with some injuries late in your career that carried over on your journey to try to get into the NFL. And it was, you know, you and I have talked personally about it, too, where it was just at the end of the day, it's like, man, it just happens. Some players just catch those bugs. But you gave your heart and soul to Colorado State. You were a household name, and people still, I tweeted it today, people still know and love you. Talk about it. And that's where I get frustrated for athletes like you, guys that were sensational, guys that really were great for their schools, but injuries, or maybe they just didn't have it for that next step, but it doesn't take away what they did for their school. So that's where I look at it and say, let them earn while they're there, because there is no guarantee that they're going on to the next step.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, it is a very short window, you know, that as student athletes that we have. I mean, the majority of any student athlete Division I all the way down to, you know, small junior college schools. I mean, we only have a short time period to do what we love to do, right? And same thing, if you're fortunate enough to get to the professional level and get paid for what you can do, I mean, the window there is short as well. And so, you know, I think back, again, you know, seeing, you know, at the CSU bookstore, them selling jerseys with the number 34 on it. You know, I wasn't of the mindset that they're selling those jerseys just for the number 34. I mean, you could have had any number on there, and people probably still would have bought them because they, you know, they want to have a football jersey and things like that. But you know, there was always kind of that part of me that was like, you know, am I, because the number 34 is on there, are they selling any more jerseys because of that? I don't know. But yeah, the whole thing is, yeah, these kids are doing something that's a lot bigger than them, and what they're doing as far as bringing excitement to athletic departments, excitement to the school, and you know, a lot of people will say, you know, their education, you know, they're being compensated for that in the form of their education, that's enough. But I think when you look at it, you know, when push comes to shove, you know, that may not be enough in some cases to where, hey, there's a lot of money out there being generated by these programs, and is there a more, I don't want to use the word equitable way to handle that, but at the very least give them the ability to have that opportunity.
Kyle, are there any more of those T-shirts available? The more Kyle Bell, or if they are, I'll pay you right now. I'll give you the percentage. It's done.
Well, I'll tell you what. Like I said, I know my father has one. Maybe we could slap it on eBay and we'll just let it go to the highest bidder, man. Supply and demand. There's only a few of them, right?
Dude, I'm down. I am totally down. Man, always appreciate your insight on this. I thought of you first on this because I know we've talked about it in the past. Hey, real quick, I don't know how up to speed you are with Colorado State football. Coach Addazio, we got the transfer portal going on left and right.
Oh, man.
What are your thoughts there? And I've only got a couple of minutes, but yeah, nowadays, man, just before you can barely get to know a guy.
Yeah.
And they're already entering the transfer portal. That one is tough because I get that, but at the same time, it's like the old West right now. People are in that thing left and right.
You know, and again, I think I like the flexibility that the NCAA has given these guys to have that freedom, you know, have that ability to transfer and not have to, you know, potentially sit out a year or have to redshirt and do things like that. But it's kind of the same thing. It's like if you open it up to that degree, you have to understand that it's going to happen a lot more often. And, you know, you got to be, I guess, you know, as individual schools, kind of willing to accept the consequences of that and understand that this is kind of the new world of it all. So, you know, maybe these coaches have to be more diligent in their recruiting process. I know they already are, but at the very least, you know, what are you doing to ensure the guys that you're trying to convince to come play for your program that they're supported and that they feel like they're supported? So, you know, just like everything else, we're kind of, as it evolves, I think, you know, coaches and these schools will have to kind of learn, you know, how to adapt to it.
Yeah, no question about it, man. You're constantly looking over your shoulder, even if you land that top recruit. Now, the work is certainly not done. Kyle, we could talk to you all day, my friend. We got to do this on a regular basis. I know you are a busy man, but like I said, put me down. Let's get that T-shirt. I'm wearing it as soon as I get that bad boy.
All right. Sounds good, man.
All right, Kyle. We'll talk to you soon, man.
Thanks, Brady.
That's Kyle Bell. That's a legend right there. That's a Colorado State Rams legend. 46 minutes after the hour. I'm way overdue here. I got to jump out and get the latest on the local sports flash.